Holly, I'm sure if somebody had offered you a point going to the Markets Field yesterday, you would have took it, but to come away with 3 points, you must be very pleased.
Yeah, well, certainly we'd have taken a point before the game, and, you know, half an hour into the game, we would have been blessed to get a point with the way things had progressed, because it was one way of traffic where, you know, Limerick were creating chance after chance, and we were struggling to get any grip in the game. And probably two turning points, really. We scored totally against the run of play and the breakaway, where Eddie Desain got in the byline, and his shot was parried by Brendan Clark, that Tommy McBride happened to get in to lift it over him. And that gave us something to hang on to. But, you know, the second turning point that looked like it was turning against us was a minute before half-time, where they got a penalty and Killian Cantor was sent off. So it kind of looked like here we go again. A week previous, we had the same situation down to 10 men, you know. But look, the second half, we held on while we had very little of the ball. We also hit them on a counter-attack again. And, yeah, it might have been a steal, Kenny, but... look, we need it and probably need more, you know.
Yeah, Ollie, I was just saying, it's a huge result for you, and you must have been pleased with the way the lads battled the game. They do that most of the time for you, anyway, but...
The second half was very pleasing, that, you know, it was back to maybe, you know, the endeavour and togetherness that was there. You know, I think bar the St. Pat's away game a couple of weeks ago, you know, I was very critical of the lads in the way that they didn't battle in the last 20 minutes. The second half last night was very, very pleasing, down to 10 men where they put their head on balls, and, you know, very much similar to, you know, a year or two ago, the drive and determination. But, you know, we need that and probably a lot more. We need to improve to beat any of the remaining teams we have to play, Kenny.
Yeah, well, Ollie, I know don't want to look too far ahead, but that result just puts you in a position, basically, that it sets up the game for 2 weeks' time at home to Sligo Rovers.
Yeah, but I don't think our performance in the first half last night will merit a point against any team, home or away. It was disappointing. You know, we were actually better against Limerick the week previous in the cup game that we lost than we were in the first half last night. But the goals change games, our penalty misses change games, and thankfully the little bit of luck we had in the previous week went our way. But our performance in the first half wasn't good enough to beat any team in any league, intermediate or senior, and certainly won't be good enough to get into the Sligo. But to be fair to the lads, they know that. And I think, you know, they were very much on the same wavelength at the end, that while we ran our luck and showed great determination, we need to improve to get anything out of Sligo.
That's it, Ollie. And it looks like, you know, you have six games left, and if you're saying about you played well in the cup, you basically have six cup games left now that you have to put on a cup performance in every game, just...
Yeah, I mean, some of them away to Shamrock Rovers, the way they're going, or, you know, home to Dundalk, the way they're going. Some of them, you know, you're looking at as regards possibly being out of reach, but we'll approach every game because, you know, we may have to get something out of those games that we think are out of reach to try and stay in it. But, you know, thankfully, you know, when we weren't great last night in the first half, better that and getting 3 points than playing very well and getting nothing, which has happened before. So, look, we'll move on and see where it takes us for Sligo, Kenny.
Well, that's it. You said yourself earlier on that if you could be in a decent position coming near the end of the season, that you still had something to fight for, and you are in that position.
We are now, yeah. But, you know, things can change after Sligo. We play, I think, Shamrock Rovers and Dundalk in a row. So if you don't get anything out of Sligo, who are going very, very well themselves, and Derry after that. So, you know, you see yourself where the table could turn very, very quickly. But I said it at the start, if we can still have a chance of staying up with one game to go up in Daly Mount against Bowes, we'll take that and see whatever happens on that night. But even to get to that with the run-in that we have will be difficult, Kenny.
That's not something you can call, but just looking at the table, sometimes you'd have been safe with 34 points, but you can't even predict this year what's going to happen because you have teams like Bray sitting on 38, and they, you know, they're not that far off the problems as well.
No, to be fair to Bray, with all the problems, I don't think Bray will be brought into that whatsoever. You know, it looks like Bowes are out of that. I mean, the rest of them hopefully could be brought into it from our point of view, but a lot of them have, you know, a lot of talent and a lot of maybe resources behind them. I'm not saying we don't have an amount of talent. We do, but you know, maybe the strength and depth of other squads is paramount. And like, you know, you look at Pats, although they suffered last night against Dundalk, but I think any side at the moment is going to suffer against Dundalk. But I felt Pats 2 weeks ago were in the false position. They bet us comfortably 4-0, and I thought they'd push on. But look, God knows what's going to happen to Bullet Abbott, Kenny, and please God, we'll remain fighting anyway.
Yeah, and you give Shane Blaney come on last night for his first senior appearance, so it's good to see the young boys coming through as well, Ollie.
Yeah, Shane's a good lad, and he can do a number of positions in it, and, you know, we'll need him and need a number of the other lads. Young Liam Walsh has been with us the last couple of weeks as well. And we need them on the basis that, you know, we don't have a huge amount of strength and depth, but, you know, the energy and brightness that the young lads give you is great, and it's good for the whole bunch of them. So I think they'll have a part to play along with the rest of them before now and the end of the season.
Well, Ollie, I don't want to hold you much longer. I just looking ahead to that Sligo game now. Obviously, Cantwell's going to be suspended. You don't know, I suppose, anybody else be suspended for that game?
We think that there's a possibility of another one or two of them being out. We'll wait for that confirmation, but normally our mathematics and tots are quite good. But the fact that we've no game next weekend means that the suspensions for next weekend carry into the Sligo game as well as the suspensions for that weekend, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had we remained in the Cup, we would have ran off a few of the suspensions next weekend in the Cup, but that wasn't to be. So they accumulate against Sligo, but to be fair to Sligo, I think they are in the same situation where they'll have a number out also.